It's May 3rd. You're listening to the President's Daily Brief. I'm your host and former CIA officer, Brian Dean Wright. Your morning intel starts now. The brief you're about to hear is in the same spirit of the actual President's Daily Brief, which is a top secret summary of the most critical events in the past 24 hours, all delivered to the President each day by the nation's spymasters. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am your spy, and this is your brief. Here's what we're going to be talking about this morning. First up, America is one step closer to war in Ukraine and against Russia. We're going to talk about a new resolution that gives Joe Biden the authority to launch a direct strike against Moscow. Your second brief, President Biden is reportedly considering student loan forgiveness of $10,000. A socialist lawmaker, however, says that's just not enough. I'm going to talk about why she's really opposed. And as always, I'm keeping an eye out for developing stories. Put this one on your radar. Breaking news out of the Supreme Court. Leaked documents show that justices are likely to overturn Roe versus Wade, which of course legalized abortion back in the 1970s. We're going to talk about the dirty politics behind the leak. All up next on the President's Daily Brief. Your first piece of intel this morning. America is one step closer to a declared war in Ukraine and, of course, against Russia. Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger has introduced a resolution that authorizes Joe Biden to put American boots on the ground in Ukraine, but with one stipulation. Joe Biden must first declare that Russia has used chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons in their invasion of Ukraine. Kinzinger is saying this morning that he wants to give Biden leverage as he deals with Putin and all of his shenanigans. In other words, he wants to allow Biden to threaten or actually start World War III if that's what it takes. Now, Kinzinger added that the authorization doesn't compel Biden to start a war, it just gives him the option to do so if he chooses. Now, what's curious here is that Kinzinger didn't spell out exactly how Joe Biden would have to prove that there was a chemical or biological or nuclear weapon used in Ukraine, or if there was one that was used, to prove that it was Russia that was the guilty party of using such. And this is a really big deal, because if you look at American history, it shows that Congress hasn't learned a single thing about our greatest foreign policy failure, and that was in Iraq. Let's remember, back in 2002, Congress gave then-President George Bush the authority to wage war against Iraq. At the time, many members of the House and the Senate claimed that it wasn't actually an authorization for war, that thing that they voted on, but rather it gave Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney the leverage to threaten war and to force Saddam Hussein to let weapons inspectors back into the country to search for all those weapons of mass destruction that people believed were there. But as we all know, Bush and Cheney didn't use that authorization for either leverage or to put inspectors back in. They used the authorization to start a war. And the proof that they offered to justify that war was an assessment from the intelligence community, particularly my colleagues at the CIA, that Saddam Hussein, in fact, had WMD. Do you remember when then-CIA Director George Tenet called the case against Saddam a slam dunk in terms of having a WMD program? I remember that. Then, do you also remember the Secretary of State at the time, Colin Powell? He told the UN that the WMD accusations were, and I'm going to quote him here, backed up by sources, solid sources, and very solid intelligence. Well, it turns out that that was all a lie, all of it. There was no intelligence that Iraq had any WMD. There was, however, a terrible intel assessment that had been basically cooked up by CIA analysts who, by the way, later claimed that Cheney and Tenet forced them into writing it. Regardless, the result of all that lying by our political and intel leadership was that we started a war, and it ended up as arguably the worst foreign policy disaster in the nation's history. Trillions of dollars spent, tens of thousands of Iraqis dead, a new generation of Islamic terrorists spilled out of Iraq and into other places like Syria. But most painfully, for many of us, and maybe some of you all, the men and women in uniform who went over there came back pretty broken up. Some of them didn't come home at all. And now what is just absolutely incredible is that we're hearing the same kind of language from our Congress again. Representative Kinzinger is saying that his authorization of military force is just to give Biden some leverage, just like Bush got. And meanwhile, this same representative is offering no clarity on who gets to determine if WMD was used, and if so, the burden of proof that Biden and the intel community must show to say that, in fact, Russia did it. This is so alarming for so many reasons, but if you recall, back in March, Joe Biden and the intel community made an allegation that Russia was going to use bio and chemical weapons in Ukraine. And as it turns out, that allegation was wrong. We talked about this on a previous brief, but it's important to bring it back up and to remind you of what happened and why the allegation was wrong. The intel community has, at this very moment, been directed by Joe Biden to release low-quality, unvetted intelligence on what's happening inside Ukraine and Russia. The idea is that this will get into the head of Vladimir Putin to make him think that we have spies everywhere, and that that will stop him from doing all sorts of stuff. Now, put aside what you think of this idea and appreciate what the outcome is here. The intel community is crying wolf a whole lot. And just like the Aesop's fable, when you cry wolf over and over, eventually people stop believing you. And then if Russia does in fact use WMD in Ukraine, how are we to believe our own government when they've established this record of effectively spreading fake news and rumor and gossip to include that Russia has used WMD? So folks, my counsel to you this morning, regardless of where you fall on this issue, is pretty simple. Waging war is the most serious, the most sober, and the most sacred of duties that a congressman or a senator has. And ultimately, it's our duty too, to decide whether or not to support such a war. So in the coming weeks and months, I am sorry to say that I suspect that you're going to be asked to consider much greater involvement of our troops in Ukraine. And ultimately, I think we're going to have to decide whether we are going to enter a new global conflict. So my ask of you this morning is for discernment, for skeptical minds to ask really hard questions, to demand verifiable proof before we commit ourselves to not just the billions and billions of dollars in weaponry, but to send our young people off to war. Because my God, what a horrific war this one would be.
Hey everyone, Mike Baker here to talk about one of my favorite subjects, cigars. I know, you thought I was going to say martinis. That's another favorite, but right now, I'm talking cigars. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you know where tradition meets innovation and where craftsmanship reigns supreme? Well, the answer, of course, you know this, is Foundation Cigar. I hope by now, after listening to me bang on about Foundation Cigar, that you've wandered down to your local shop to purchase some of these great sticks. Now, clearly, I'm a big fan of Foundation Cigar, including their latest offering, the Wise Man Corojo and Maduro, inspired by Nicaraguan heritage and handcrafted in collaboration with my father's cigars. Look, these cigars are the pinnacle of rich flavor and bold character. They really are the perfect gift to cigar lovers in your life. Maybe it's your pop, your brothers, your friends, and, well, of course, don't forget yourself. Go get a few and have them on deck for your next gathering. Be a hero. Maybe it's on the golf course or poker night, wherever you and your pals are getting together. Ignite your senses and indulge in the artistry of these premium cigars from Foundation Cigar. You can check out their website, foundationcigar.com, or purchase at a local cigar shop near you. Mike Baker here. When I say the word preparedness, what do you think of? What? Preppers? Doomsday bunkers? Well, the reality is, being prepared for any number of problems or difficulties should be a concern for everyone. You're out hiking or you're camping and you become ill or get injured. The power maybe goes out, the roads are closed, and you've got a child or elderly person at home who gets sick and needs treatment. Or your college student is away at university and gets sick. Maybe you're on holiday somewhere exotic and fun, and your trip is suddenly threatened due to illness. Now you see what I'm getting at. Being prepared for a medical emergency is just being smart. Introducing the Jase Case, Jase, J-A-S-E, your personalized emergency medication kit with five essential antibiotics addressing common and deadly bacterial infections. Doctor created and recommended, it ensures that you're ready for any emergency. And getting a Jase Case is simple. Look, I've done it, and seriously, it could not be any easier. It took no time at all, and the case arrived in days. Just fill out the online form at jasemedical.com. From online evaluation to licensed pharmacy delivery, ongoing consultation and care, Jase handles it all. Visit jasemedical.com and use code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, just like you probably thought, at checkout for an exclusive discount on your order. Again, that's jasemedical.com and use code Mike. Don't wait until it's too late.
Your second brief this morning, reports are out that Joe Biden is giving serious consideration to student loan forgiveness. Some of his colleagues want $50,000, but he's leaning towards $10,000. Now, some Democrats are happy with the rumored $10,000 amount, but not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Now, here's what she said. Canceling $50,000 in debt is where you really make a dent in inequality and the racial wealth gap. $10,000 just doesn't get us there. But it's an odd statement for her to make, at least on the facts. Because as I've briefed you, certainly before, the average student loan balance in this country is about $35,000. So $10,000 in forgiveness is about 30% off. Now that's substantial by any measurement. So why is it not enough for AOC? Well, I think I know why. So let me explain, and you're going to have to hang with me for a second because we have to get into the political weeds just a little. In the world of politics, sometimes you propose outlandish, even unacceptable things, and then you slowly start to rally people to your cause in incremental steps. Your goal is to shift what's called the window of discourse, which just means you're trying to make outlandish things more acceptable, more popular, by normalizing them over time. The goal is to make your ideas sound so reasonable that eventually, when people start discussing them and the problems that surround them, your ideas are actually really desirable. All right, so let's put some meat to this bone. What bonkers stuff is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez trying to normalize? Well, she's a socialist. She wants everybody to have free housing, free transportation, and a job for life. And if you don't want to work, by the way, the government will provide for you. And, here's the point, she also wants free college for all. So when she's arguing for $50,000, she knows that there are others who don't want to give any forgiveness, or maybe at $10,000 at most. But if she can stretch that window of discourse closer to her position, then ultimately she's closer to her actual goal, which is free college for all. And that's just the start. Because if she can normalize free college for all, then she can make the rest of her socialist agenda sound very reasonable too. So again, if AOC can stretch that window of discourse and convince Joe Biden to give a little bit more on student loans that he otherwise wouldn't have, then she and others like her have conditioned both him and the American people that her socialist ideas aren't so crazy after all. In fact, they're acceptable or even sensible, they will eventually argue. So I encourage you all to understand the long play here, because it's not just about $10,000 or $50,000 or frankly even student loans. This is a conditioning exercise to stretch that window of discourse towards socialism. Now, this is what we have seen historically in other countries too, and it has ended in disaster every single time. And if we're not careful, it could happen here too.
Mike Baker here. Let's talk warranties. I know, that's exactly what you were hoping I'd say. Let me ask you this. Would you buy a car without a warranty? No, of course you wouldn't. What about your other important big-ticket purchases? Specifically, your home's appliances and critical systems. Again, the answer should be no. The bottom line is that every day is a good day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. With an American Home Shield warranty, unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of, just like that. And having that sort of reassurance, well, that's peace of mind. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, well, you contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. So when it comes to protecting your appliances and home systems, don't worry. Get warrantied. Now, I don't know if warrantied is an actual word, but let's go with it. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/Mike, M-I-K-E. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. And New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the U.S.? Well, it is, with over 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. Look, have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? I know, who needs woes and wasted weekends? Finding Fast Growing Trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure. It is a complete time saver. From fruit trees to houseplants, they've got it all, and it's delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And listeners to the President's Daily Brief can get an extra 15% off by using promo code PDB at checkout. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com and use promo code PDB at checkout.
As always, I'm watching a few other stories this morning. Put this one on your radar. We have breaking news out of the Supreme Court. Media outlets are publishing what appears to be an early draft copy of a Supreme Court decision that strikes down Roe versus Wade. That case, as most of us know, allows for legalized abortion in all 50 states. Now, this is a shocking development, and not so much the ruling itself, which I actually want to set aside for a moment, and rather that we focus on the decision that was actually leaked, the paperwork. Because never before has such a thing happened. Now, I should say that the leaks have happened, but not an entire draft document. So whoever did this did it very intentionally and to accomplish very political goals. I'm going to talk to you about three of them. First, there will be calls for violence and even insurrection by some people who favor abortion. In fact, we're already seeing some calls to violence this morning. The former First Lady of California, Maria Shriver, said last night, "So you say you want a revolution? Well, we have one right here, right now." Next, former Democrat National Committee Chair Donna Brazile said, "It's time to mobilize as if our lives depended on it. This is an inflection point." And finally, there was a contributing editor for The Atlantic magazine who said of Justice Alito, who was the author of the leaked decision, "He is the leading thug." And that takes us to the second aim of this leak. There will be profound pressure and even intimidation against the justices involved. Again, listen to the words of former First Lady Maria Shriver. "It's an early draft," she said, "and drafts can be overturned if people raise their voices." Meanwhile, an Obama official, his name is Ben Rhodes, he said last night that right-wing authoritarians couldn't design a better far-right vehicle than Chief Justice John Roberts. All right, so that was clearly an attack against the entire Supreme Court. And that takes us to the final key takeaway that you need to anticipate. There will absolutely be renewed calls to pack the Supreme Court because this one, according to some folks on the left, has no legitimacy. You're going to probably hear that a lot from many people in Washington, D.C., to include folks like Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He has openly called for court packing. And so too has White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She actually previously worked for a group called Demand Justice, which is very open about their desire to, amongst other things, pack the Supreme Court. So regardless, I'll be following this story very closely, most especially how and if it results in violence. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your morning brief. Now, if you haven't already, please subscribe or follow the President's Daily Brief on whatever podcast platform you enjoy, like Spotify or Apple. One final thing before I let you go. I keep hearing from you all that we're covering news before mainstream outlets cover it, and with angles that nobody else is even considering. And that makes me so happy to hear, because that's the goal. That's the brief that you deserve. And so, my friends, on that note, we conclude the President's Daily Brief. Doing so, we remind each other of why we are here, talking about our country and our world. It's the creed of every good spy and every smart American. It's from John chapter 8, verse 32. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Good day.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.